far it looks like the round is pretty much over for V3. They're just standing in their base doing nothing, and doesn't look like they have any chance at all of winning this. It started quite as I have expected. I think it's gonna be actually 2-2 for the first four rounds, and then maybe I think Snow Rollers will end it. All these three, who knows, in the third map. I don't know what that map is going to be though. The map is pretty much as expected. Vale is both for Snow Rollers, and V3 a really good map for most teams. I just expected V3 to do a bit better on this. They haven't really killed any nodes at all, and it really shows. Though Amplifier has been really good at getting those upgrades, even though it's been going really bad for them. Yeah, and now the third hive is up, so it looks like it's pretty much GG. I don't really understand why they haven't sold up yet and just moved on with it to play the alien round. For V3, the pings... Lol. Hey, Admiral.
What's happening?
Are you gonna co-host instead of Summer? Yeah, now Taurus is in base as Honors, just 8-1, it doesn't look good for 3-3 at all. It is just over. But it looks like V3 is still trying, I don't know why. Ops in base is going down now. Beacons. For the next, for V3's marine round, I mean alien round, I think they're gonna maybe try their two fate tactic, two fates and a lurk. That tactic is something I haven't seen before really, but it seems to work really well for them. Instead of getting a hive, they get two fast fates and the lurk, and then just keep on capping RTs. And then wait until later on in the game to get a new to get a second hive. I don't know if they're gonna do this because they seem to use quite a lot of different tactics, not just the normal one.
Hello esports fans. It's Ireland's number 2 NS player in the house. Tell me BB, what did I miss this round?
Not much, just pretty much just snow roller zoning. They didn't. V3 didn't kill any nodes at all. They killed like one, I think.
In my eyes, anyway, I think snow rollers are favorites for this one.
Yeah.
You think it'll go to four rounds? Or like?
No, because I really don't know about Zydeco as com, because it's really gonna show now if he's gonna be experienced enough, if he can take it, because V3 got a really strong alien round, especially with the players they got here. I don't know about the pings. I mean, 250 almost is quite a lot. That's what Machiavelli got, so who knows.
Is that Machiavelli or Steve?
It's Machiavelli, I'm sure. I'm almost sure.
Does he play for...
Yeah, he does. He joined the Russa not so long ago, but he's almost never playing with them, so I don't know how good he's gonna be playing. But it was really some great skulking by Snow Rollers last round. Especially Danny was doing great.
Yeah, Danny.
They were all
in Taurus, so tanking everybody.
Yeah, did you see the whole round?
No, I didn't see any of it, but I just know that they.
Yeah, you should have seen. They started with Sub Hive and got cargo node. Then V3 tried to pressure into cargo, but they got really ganked by almost all the skulks. Just got owned. Then they tried to pressure for Overlook with two Marines or something, but that just ended bad as well. Yeah. And then
after that, Fate was up. They had two on us at the end.
Say again?
Why did it take so long to end? They had two on us? Could they not finish it?
I don't know. It was just V3 kept on trying, and I think they still have some weapons and base, some rest left to use.
Very interesting.
Yeah, Diriki says Marine start on Vale is biased, that's why.
Who's gonna be impact in this round? Be expecting big things from our boy Zarid again?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a much harder team than to play against than when they were playing Fallen, but yeah, he's probably still going to be an impact player. But then again, he's probably like Machiavelli. He doesn't play like that much with his team. And then, of course, yeah, Machiavelli, he can always own. I don't know about with that. Ping, if he's gonna be able to play good. He's been known for having not such a good fading when he's playing with high ping. Well, at least that's what I've seen.
One weakness to see in the V3 lineup at the minute is they don't really have a strong lurk. I know Peanut had been lurking, but he wasn't.
Yeah,
great.
I think.
James says he can't play without Steve.
James said something about that they were gonna use Amplifier's lurk. I'm not sure about that, but I think they are.
Challenging on that ping.
Yes, I don't think Steve is gonna be on, before like the last two maps or something like that. Yeah, it is. In my opinion, he's a great fade anyway. If I was talking before about maybe they're gonna go for their, I don't know if you've seen it, their two fast fade tactic instead of Hive. Have you seen that?
It's a bit of a gamble, isn't it? Do they just get three RTs and two
I don't
keys?
Know. They get a fast lurk and two fast fades, and then they just cap instead of getting a Hive. I don't know how well that's gonna work against a team like Snow Rollers, but. From what I've seen, it's worked pretty good.
Yeah, they're coming up against some quality aim players like Chavo, Zard, and Taurus.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Torres is gonna do well this match. He's been playing a lot lately.
Yeah, he's a beast.
He's a beast! Fade in base.
There's a fade in the base, laddie.
But yeah, it's gonna be all about how well Zydeco is gonna do in the chair, because they got the aimers to do this, especially Serret.
Has Jabu not been common some rounds for them, or is it all Zydeco now?
Say again?
Has Jabu not been common any rounds? I thought.
He has, because I've been playing a bit with them, and Zydeco haven't been on that much, so Jabu's just been commanding instead.
Did not call up on your services, BB.
Oh, my phone is ringing. 2 seconds.
Very unprofessional, Big Banana. I'm gonna make sure you never shoutcast in the ENSL again. Prayers go out to young George Gibbs tonight, who's sick and unable to shoutcast. A real loss to the community. Everybody hopes he gets well soon. Maybe he might actually lose a bit of weight if he's ill. Nothing like an old infection to drop those pounds, huh, George?
Okay, I'm back. It was just my dad.
Speaking of fat people, here's Big Banana.
Oh,
what's up
yeah.
with your dad, huh?
Say again?
What's up with your dad?
Nothing. I just called him earlier, but he didn't pick it up.
Was he wishing you good luck for the showcast?
Yeah. He's listening to it.
That's beautiful.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, Dad. Hey, Dad.
Tariq says something about that James. No, I mean Summer would get on later. I hope not.
Yeah, he's out of man. He had a shot at the limelight, but he screwed up.
Yeah,
he took off his armor. It's over! Well, both teams have six now, so hopefully this is gonna start soon. Still really showing that amazing teamwork in Marine start.
Yeah.
Circle of death.
I think they're gonna use it in the match.
Bit of Matrix style gunplay going on now.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and by the way, V3 is using Matt. I don't know why. It's probably just until Steve gets on. But in my opinion, I don't know if that is such a good idea.
That's okay. You only once beat Morby in a 1v1.
Hello. Oh, now there's a Marine train in Marine Star. They're really working on their team.
I wonder what the holdup is.
Probably one of the Americans.
Jimus with the smack talk already.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna psych out the snow rulers.
Yeah, Admirable, what do you think the score is gonna be?
It's 1-0 at the minute, is it?
Yeah, but what do you think it's gonna be like? Final result, maybe?
I think it's gonna be 4-0. Snow rulers.
Are you really sure of that? I think it's gonna be really close. I don't think Snow Rulers Marine Round is that strong. Which they kind of proved in that other match they played. It was a great comeback, but until that, it was just... I think also Fallen's fault for having really bad faith, if I may say so.
Do you know who I am? Man, I'm the ENSL's predictor. If I say it's gonna be 4-0, it's gonna be fucking 4-0.
Lol. When was the last time a predictor was right? I know it, I've been a predictor. It always fails.
Fucking Quaxy. Always messing up my predictions, man. It's Finnish people, they just don't like me.
Yeah. Yeah, so watch out, Quaxy. Next season, Quidmo is back in the clan. So that's gonna be some owning.
Quidmo's a hacker. You heard it here first.
Yeah. I think James is a hacker. There's been some talk about it.
Yeah, I heard about this on Ventrilo today, that James has been accused of hacking.
Yeah, he is.
Did nobody notice that he's fucking terrible?
He will do anything to get in the Div 2 final.
He probably started the rumor himself. Oh yeah, man, that James guy.
Yeah. Wouldn't surprise me. Being a commercial diver and all.
Commercial diver?
Yeah. He's going to be a commercial diver and he's like, I own more than you, your dad, and your dog together.
Spoiled man. He's just a big kid, huh?
Yeah.
I wish he would hurry the fuck up, though.
Yeah, what the fuck? What is the hold up?
How do you find time to take out from being the governor of California anyway, BB? To do this right now?
It's hard, but you know, I have other people to do stuff for me, like paperwork and so on. I don't do all that. I just show up to the camera and smile.
Who's your pick then for the presidential race? You a Barack or a Hillary, man?
Hillary? She's so hot.
And she doesn't mind if you do the dirt on her either?
No, she don't. Finally, the starting, and yeah, aliens got sub, D3 got sub. They're probably gonna rush west, if I know them.
Yeah, definitely.
Who knows, I think they might send one topo, maybe. Oh, they're just sending two to west. And Marines, yeah, Snow Rollers are just doing normal tactics. Oh, Chava. Yeah, Chava with a nice LMG kill and knife kill. Good job.
Lovely. Experience showing through there.
Yeah, but not from the V3 side. Gathering up.
Fire facing off against Taurus and Zeith at west.
Yeah, he's going out. Ah, he's down. Okay. Great job by Snow Roll.
It's Purr Skulking.
Yeah, the Skulking haven't been too convincing so far. James is probably raging already. They need to start pressuring Node soon, though.
Yeah, Zard and Nicky are moving at base with two shotguns to topple. They've taken their time now.
Yeah, and the Marines at system are just keeping them away, just keeping them distracted until the Marines can get to double or cargo or whatever they're going for. Yeah, they're probably gonna go double now.
No, the looks up because they've
It took too long to be honest. But with two shotgun, that node is gonna die in seconds. Zydeco have to get somebody capping soon instead of just camping around double. Yeah, and the double node is down now. MC's going up in the vent.
Zyth got tanked down there by Jimis.
Yeah, and you can just look at the stats. Snow Road. controllers 8-1. They're really dominating them.
The Lord's in the wrong place, I don't know what he's thinking.
Yeah, it kind of shows he's not like the normal Lurk amplifier.
Seems very disorganized at the minute.
Yeah, it does. Oh, look at C12. Chopper down.
My prevert homeboy in Noxaland taking one down.
Yeah, they need to really start capping nodes now, else it's just gonna go wrong now if they just keep on pressuring. Right now they're just losing res and boss. Looks like they're gonna go for double to try and cap it.
Oh, Jimis takes Zeit down again at west.
Yeah.
And the node.
Yeah, Scythe isn't the like strongest marine player on the team. But he's still alright, I mean, I think he's a good team player.
Definitely.
They need to, yeah, those vents need to get welded, else they're just gonna lose even more res and spore. Oh, and a great rush at Topo.
It's really hitting these nodes hard at the minute.
Yeah, they have. Have to in this situation where they've lost both their nodes. Yeah, Scythe taking two down. Good job. Now that would be a great time to get a face gate in double. Still no upgrades for snow rollers.
They've got orbs and the arms lab, but it's just taking time.
I think they should get the face good up double before they get, I don't know, armor 1. Right now it seems like it's more important for them to get the PG up than to get that armor 1. Just so they can hold the rest.
Control.
Yeah, and the fate is not going to be up anytime soon, so they can just get the face good up and get some slower upgrades. They don't need it that far. And they still have the 2 shotguns, so...
Yeah, they're doing a good job keeping them alive.
Ah, Chava has to watch out now.
Jimis is thinking about it. Nice, takes another one down.
Yeah. Oh, they're pushing into cargo. Yeah, that's so fucking important if they can do this. If they can stay alive in cargo. Armor 1 is up now.
Nox is gonna be feeding in 2 more res.
Yeah, they need a PG right now.
Yeah, 5 minutes, 30. Still no gate.
It's coming now. They're getting res. This is crazy. Critical! Yeah, great!
They're taking a real risk trying to get the gate in cargo.
Yeah, if they get this face gate up, the gorge is not going to be able to do anything. You can try to jump into the vent and get to pipe, maybe drop that. But they got a face gate power core as well, so now now they have 2 high block downs. And the snow rollers have killed both RTs, so they can just sit on notes and wait until they can get jetpacks or HA.
B3 have given up on the hive, they're just reaping nodes now.
Yeah, they are.
Are double, but
they'll need to recap when they've killed double, else this is just gonna be a lost game, and Gorge jumped down for no reason. Oh, 2 skulks on power core face gate. I don't think there's mines on that PG. No, oh, there is. There's mines on. They need to phase through right now. What are they doing? They're not phasing. That's better.
Dying.
Yeah, they can just hold rest now and win. Fate is coming itself, I think. Right now, I think they might actually go for 2 fates. Machiavelli got 44 rest, so he can fade soon. But they really need a recap.
Snowballers are going
Faceit going up in double as well. I don't know if that's a good move. It's hard to hold more than two Faceits at a time.
Well, with a bit of mind spam, it can be pretty easy, but...
yeah, if you have a rest for it.
They don't want to give them an opportunity.
Oh yeah, HMGs are up as well, so... They're doing really great Snowballers. They got system unlocked down now, and there's nothing that Faith can do about it.
It's gonna be difficult for Nox without Lurk. Or another Fear to help him out.
Well, they capped Overlook, but it's still not enough. In this situation, they need to cap double and OC. That's their only chance.
Yep, but they're taking too long, I think.
Yeah,
and
if they don't see double, it's just gonna go down in seconds with those weapons, and only one fade and no lurk. It's just gonna be impossible to defend it.
Nox is getting shut out. Its system is being forced to try and hit base, but they've got him on lockdown.
Yeah, right now Skulks are just trying to hit face gates, but it's not working in this situation, and it's not coordinated at all.
Feed really needs help. The Skulks should be trying to come in behind this pressure group at sub, but they're just...
Yeah, and weapon 2 is up. It's going to be impossible for that face.
Looking good for my 4-0 prediction, BB. Eat your words, man. Eat your words.
Who knows? Everything can happen. Maybe V3 dominate another map. I've seen them practice a couple of maps. Today I saw them practice Metal, so... I don't know if this is Snow Rollers or V3's map, but... They could have picked Metal.
I know Snow Rollers wanted to practice Eclipse earlier, so...
Yeah.
It could be their
choice.
Well,
both teams are really good at this map, in my opinion.
I think somebody should tell us. Jericho, who the fuck?
Yeah.
Whose map is this and who's playing next?
Yeah. We need some intelligence, Jericho.
Soul Silent. He doesn't know.
A secret agent.
Fucking league.
Yeah, he doesn't even know. What the fuck? I think Snowrollers should maybe try and take down Overlook instead of just camping system. They're not really doing anything.
They're protecting their nodes by having a bit of pressure here.
Yeah, oh, one down now. Chavo should drop the shotgun and pick up the HMG, in my opinion.
You don't rate his shotgunning, is that it?
No, I just think it's, I don't know, it's gonna be easier for him to take down a Faith with the HMG. Yeah, 4 Marines in system, they're not gonna go down.
They're gonna make a move with the TF here, maybe?
Yeah, they're gonna
go
overlook now. There's nothing those, yeah, look at the Faith again, what is he doing there? He's supposed to be with the others, and just help. And it's way too late now. See, Nux down.
Weapon 3 up.
Yeah, it's over now. Oh, Machiavelli takes one down. Let's see what he can do.
Still got it, huh?
Yeah, even with the high ping. Wow, this is gonna be really damaging to V3 to have lost the first map. I think James is really raging, the other Americans as well.
I don't doubt it. I mean, look at Alatriste, he's got not for 8. It's not good.
Yeah.
Crazy, I even won for 13. A lot of feeders on this team.
Oh, man.
First guy teamwork. Mickey with the shotgun again.
He should sell cargo face kit now. There's no need to have more than two face kits.
I think he doesn't want to take any chances. Seems to be.
Yeah, he's playing it safe.
Playing it safe, yeah.
I love that
suit. A suit as well. It doesn't even want to risk the rush with no feeds. Yeah, you can see a lot of frustration here. Lone Russian Skulks trying to tank down Weapon 3 HMG.
Oh, Mac actually saying good shotgunners. I don't know if he was being sarcastic or if he was actually meaning it.
He probably doesn't even know either. These damn American kids.
Yeah. Yeah, this is over now. Oh, Peanut on the server. Maybe he's gonna make an impact, you know? Just be a retarded Mexican. Oh wait, is racism allowed in the shoutcast?
As long as you're joking. You're joking, right?
Yeah, okay, I'm joking. I'm not really a racist. Just on the internet.
It's okay, nobody listens to Danish people anyway.
Look down. Why is that lurk? Ah, finally. It took ages to kill that lurk.
Oh, Genesis denied Peanut.
Peanut got denied. You're not playing, said James.
In case anyone ever wondered if Mad was better than Peanut, there's your answer. Peanut down.
Peanut should play.
He's good. He's underrated.
Yeah, and he is better than Matt, I don't think. Not even Matt would doubt that.
Two nil snowers, next map coming up. But even Jericho doesn't know what it is.
Oh, everybody wants. That's gonna be a good map. We're probably gonna see a lot of notes.
Oh, there's a bit
alien
of
side.
Dissension here. It's Eclipse now they're voting for.
Eclipse? Can they decide? Eclipse, okay. I think it's gonna be maybe DC's this map.
Yeah, I could see both teams trying out DC.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if any of the teams have practiced it.
Eclipse is a map where you really get punished for your mistakes, so I suppose DC gives you a bit of a crutch to...
Yeah.
Keep your nodes alive and tank people down.
The Marines can use a lot of different tactics, like they can rush fast to power stuff that actually works every time. They could try something else. Or just normal, I don't know. I think V3 is gonna send two fast to T-junction. Just cap that note and maybe send a shotgunner down there. Or just go the normal
might take a leaf out of the Dagos book and try two shotguns.
Yeah. Might have gotten inspired by Snow Roller.
Who's gonna shotgun for V3 anyway? Mac? Jimmy?
I don't think Mac is, because he's not really playing that much with them. And I think that's one of the problems for them this final, that they're using a player who's actually not really playing with them that often.
But I imagine that Mac's worst day would be a lot better than some of these guys' best day.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Again, with the ping.
Like, it's not all, like. Mad doing a bit of ranting here. I think James must be raging at Mad on vent.
I don't think he is, because he's told me that he thinks Mad is a really great guy. He haven't really been talking about his skill level though. I think he likes having him in the clan.
Oh no, Mad is leaving. He's being replaced by...
Yeah.
Peanut or Eagle Eye,
I think. Peanut. Oh yeah, maybe Eagle Eye. I don't know if Eagle Eye is going to play. Yeah, he's probably going to play Marine and then sit out Alien. I'm not sure. Oh, he's sitting out Marine.
Okay. Seems to be a bit of Venom going on here and what Mad's saying on Team Chat.
Yeah.
It's all falling apart for V3.
Yeah, it is, and that's one of the problems with the clan. I don't know if it's the American players or the Spantart. It's just...
Or just Jimis.
And James on top of that. Or the Labour clan, see you.
I mean, you've got Peanut, Jimis, and...
Yeah, it can only go wrong, really.
The top flamers in the ENSL, you know? The Three Crowns of Sweden, in effect.
Yeah. Looks like Amplify is having a great time, though.
I wish he could be in their vent channel right now.
Yeah. There's some skulk dancing in main now. Maybe you should take a look at that. Oh, yeah, Jabba faded.
Synchronized skulking. Looks like Eagle Eye's gonna sit this one and Peanut's stepping up to the plate.
Yeah, and they have to win this. Pressure's really on them now. I just don't think V3 is the kind of team that can handle a situation like that. I mean, losing the first map and just practically getting totally owned and then try to come back, it's going to be really tough for them. When you got people like Machiavelli and James screaming at them.
They might even play the last round if they lose this one.
Yeah, I don't think they are, maybe. Well, James said he wouldn't care if he lost against Snow Rollers, but I don't really believe him. I think he'd really want to win this.
Some real psych out going on at Marine Stark. The skulks are dancing around the CC.
They're probably listening to Swedish shit music.
Get into the headspace of the V3 players. Freaking them out, man. Freaking them out. Peanut thinks his shoutcast is a laughing matter. It's serious business.
Yeah, hello, Snow Rollers in V3.
Good luck to everyone. Except for Peanut.
Except Peanut.
You Mexican. What's the delay in this shoutcast anyway, Tariki?
I think Peanut means his amigos, not his homies. Damn Mexican. And that was just a joke, I'm not being racist.
Not at all. I wonder if there's some sort of debate going on here about who's going to play, or is Crazy Ivan and Nox just sitting out at the minute?
Yeah, and it's going to be a hard decision for them. I mean, it's now or never. They have to win the...
Well, don't even know
no matter what they're
going for shotguns due to the pings of their better players. I mean, the only guy I'd really trust with a shotgun is
some American players think it's better just they just think it's they have a better aim with the shotgun than they do with LMG when they're high ping.
You're gonna get
Scythe
if you miss those shots.
Scythe wanted me to say hi, Scythe. Hello, Scythe. At say hello, Scythe.
Hello, Scythe. You sort of sucked out at the start of last round, Scythe. But you came good, top fragger.
Did he? I didn't notice that.
Yeah, he was top of the scoreboard. Frame that one and put it on your wall.
Yeah.
Peanut expressing his man love for French nub, Toko. King of the baguette rage.
They're a nut, Cobble.
You ever seen a picture of Toko?
No.
He thought I was ugly. Think again.
I'm kind of expecting something like a gay looking man with a pink shirt. That's probably Toko.
Yeah, pretty much. Isn't that all French people?
Yeah.
Cycling down the street in a stripy jumper with a beret and a string of onions around his neck.
I think Nox is just AFK, they're probably not. Oh, he's back now. But still, if you just look at the names, I almost think that if you don't look at pings, I think that V3 got the better lineup when you just look at the names. But
not really, man.
That way.
I mean, actually, now 7, he's an excellent loot. Got Jabo, he's played at all levels of NS.
Yeah, but if you look at the players, for example, just look at the history, like... Not so long ago, you wouldn't even know the names are it, to be honest. Or, I don't know, Zydeco. But if you look at all those American players like Machiavelli and Amplifier, they're all good old players. And then there's Peanuts, who just suck.
Yeah, but names don't really mean much. I mean, look at Team 4.
Yeah, I know.
It's been proven
so many times. Oh, and the round is starting. Snow Roller's got Eclipse. I don't like that hive. I don't think they do either.
Yeah, if you get Triad and CC, it means you're sort of open in two fronts. But if you go Power Sub and CC...
You can choose between Triad and Power Sub as your second node, and then you get CC. But they just both suck, in my opinion. It's too easy to get to Power Sub.
It allows you to focus on your skulks at one position between CC and Power Sub if you go down.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, Snorlax rushing. One down. Action could have done better there.
Taurus tank knocks there. It's good this is going to buy them enough time to get the lurk up, hopefully.
Yeah. I don't know, the shotgun group is going to be coming soon. Oh, Mag is already there at station.
Mine's in the IP, I think they're expecting the base rush.
Yeah, it could happen when Eclipse is high.
Yeah, they've got nobody covering base at the minute, they're all moving
out. Oh, it's gonna be... Now they're coming into Power Sub. I think it's gonna be hard for them to hold... Oh, leg up, good. Lurgus off, that's so important. I think they should just move on to CC instead. Get away from all the skulks.
Calm down.
Calm down. That's a really bad time he dies, to be honest. Oh, an IP down. Oh, that's shit.
Peanut money.
Yeah, see, now they're going to CC. Just to try to get away from the Gorge and the Lurk. I don't see why they're still trying to stay around power stuff. They could just go down to CC and kill that node. Instead, they're against a node that's getting healed and the Lurk's sparring them all the time.
Don't know why they're still alive, to be honest.
Yeah, but see there, they have the pressure of the Gorge if they want to take down that node, and it's really just not gonna work. Oh, peanut down. Yeah, see now.
That's a lot of time.
Now they're running down to CC. It's just way too late they do this. They should have done it right when they saw the Gorge at the node.
Danny takes one down, nice.
Yeah, they just waited too long with pressuring a CC node instead of power cell.
Oh, that's pro cover from Mike.
Yeah. Okay, I believe in your 4-0 now. You got a prediction right, I think.
Get me another mug, Jericho, you bastard. Maybe I should do a podcast from now on, since I can't be arsed to write predictions.
South loop going on, massive nodes. It looks like it's already over, to be honest. Unless Marines do something extreme.
V3 are sitting on 5 nodes at the minute, and they're trying to pressure maintenance, but every second that goes by gives them a chance.
Yeah, to see, I mean, Peanut shouldn't die against a Skulk like that.
Danny has a tank, though.
It's all getting too much frustrated, blaming the lag.
Yep.
If they start getting frustrated now, or just start, if somebody starts yelling on Vend, it's over. They're not going to be able to do it then.
I really can't see Snowrollers losing this, except something like a rush at the minute.
Yeah.
Taurus is up a day to day too quickly. Three shotguns pressing through Premier Access, 1-8.
Yeah, this is going to be their last chance. Machiavelli giving his teammate a headshot. Oh yeah, we have to do interviews after the game.
I'm not sure if V3 want to talk to us.
I want James and Ben. They need a PG at West Coast right now and just go for the hive. If they can get that hive down, they might still have a chance. But there's like OCs and stuff there. But aliens aren't killing nodes now. Though I know it's only two RTs, but still. Okay, station going down now.
Taurus really needs to get to the hive now.
Yeah, he's going through now. Yeah, that's just, I don't know why they're going inside. They should just stay in the entrance and shoot.
Team down. Some fast thinking from Action IHOP there, boosting the Lurg on top of the hive, or the Gorge on top.
Yeah, and Danny just owning pace. But still, I mean, V3 actually did better this round than they did last on Vale. I just thought they were much stronger on Vale.
Yeah, it was bad mine placement or something there, because Taurus was able to eat the AP even with four mines on it.
Yeah.
He beat an amplifier out of the chair. At the
they're raging now, they're raging. They're not gonna play last. Who's gonna get them on vent? I'll go and ask.
Should I even get a play out? That's poor sportsmanship.
No,
that's disappointing that they wouldn't play another round, but at the same time, I suppose I can understand. Let's see if we can't get an internet review. Jericho, you want to put on some music? At the minute, folks, it's 3-0 to Snow Rollers with one round to go. They've readied it up. It's Peanut versus 6 Swedes. Peanut and Eagle Eye are gonna take on the best of Sweden.
Okay, Chavo's coming now. I'm gonna try to get James, but I think it's gonna be pretty hard. I think he's really raged.
With the shotgun rush here against two V3 players.
Lol.
This is a bit of an anticlimactic end, but it looks like it's going to be 4-0. Zarad leading the charge into maintenance. SCs are up.
Hey guys.
Hey Chabo, we're just watching you on the delay here, taking down the hive and maintenance.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thanks. It's quite hard.
Nice result.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very happy with it.
Big Banana doubted it, you know. He thought it would go in four rounds. Or go to a third map. But I predicted
it
4-0.
Oh well. Thanks you for believing in us.
High five. Don't leave me hanging.
James is too raged to get on for an interview, so I'm getting Crazy Ivan. He's coming on.
Okay.
You excited, Chabo?
Yeah.
Exhilarated.
Can't really believe it yet. So much to
still
take
sinking
in.
In, is it?
Yeah.
Looking forward to a season of Premiership NS next year?
Yeah, I do.
Or next season even? We were very impressed.
Come again?
We were very impressed with the way he played, although I didn't see the first round.
Yeah. Well, we had good teamwork. It was like everything just clicked. We got the team, the pressure teams down and just held them off for notes. And pretty good scouting and stuff like that.
Yeah, I especially know noticed in your first alien rounds, it was really good coordination with your rushes. Especially in cargo right in the start when you took down the first shotgun group.
Yeah.
That's really good.
That's what we do, just get her up and then I just do the count and everyone goes in.
Yeah, and that's how it's supposed to be done. And it works really well. Better than I had expected it would go.
Yeah.
Did you expect more resistance from V3 yourself? Or did you always think it was going to be a steamrolling session?
I knew we could win, but I thought it was going to be closer, like more even maps. Like, I thought they had a stronger alien around.
One thing. us in the shoutcast, we really didn't get which map was which teams. Like, who picked Vale?
I think they picked Vale.
Okay.
Because our map was Eclipse, so...
Yeah, there had been something about... I mean, I've been talking with Scythe, and he'd been telling me that he wasn't really sure what the map was going to be. We were going to choose.
Yeah. Like either Tanith or Eclipse, because we know we have a strong alien around on both, so.
Yeah. But then again, I know, like, with when I've had a team to play with in like a final or something like that, I'd always picked a map where I knew I would have a good marine and alien round. But did you just pick it because you were really good at alien on it?
Yeah. We don't want to lose to their marine round, because it could be really strong.
I don't know if I have like overestimated their marine or something, but it seems to, like, in the PCWs I've played against them, it seems like it's been really strong sometimes.
Yeah, I agree. That's why we chose our strong alien maps.
Yeah.
I think they missed having Splinter Steve. They seem to really be let down by their look. He seemed to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and
especially
on Vale.
So, Crazy Ivan, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what do you think of the match? I mean, what do you think went wrong?
Well, for us, I don't know, probably conditions weren't ideal and everything, but that's nothing to say against, like, how well Snow Rollers play. They still coordination, teamwork.
Do you think that the fact that you didn't have Steve playing was a real big problem, or was it just a minor issue?
Well, we didn't have, like, the ideal roster that we wanted to have for the game. We were playing with Elitriest. And of course, he was having ISP problems as a result. That sort of kind of affected the first map. And of course, we didn't have Steve, and Peanut was.
Yeah, and you played with Matt, which probably wasn't your first choice.
Well, you know, it just happens, really. And I don't know, Machiavelli, his ping wasn't really working.
Yeah, that was around 250 sometimes. Really bad.
Yeah, it was something ridiculous.
It seemed like there was a bit of a falling out going on between Mad and James. Was there drama on Ventrilo?
There was a lot of drama, but basically, Mad, since he was having such a high ping, he wanted to drop more nodes and everything, and there was dispute on how he should be used, whether he should just stay Gorge and drop the node, or to whatever, and that basically just to a lot of a whole bunch of arguments.
What do you think about the season overall?
Very,
like,
pleasant, but
are you
happens.
Satisfied with your result? Second? Or?
Well, I don't know. I'm satisfied, like, up to this point, like, where I don't know, at the first game, you know, it was just looking really bad, and then we just picked up socks up and it was just, like, rolling everything. And then, I don't know, because of, like, the necessary players and ping differences, I don't know, it just made everything, like, really crap for us. But, I don't know, it was just really unfortunate, I think. Could have done better, like, taking a round or two, if not more. But that's the way things go, right?
Yeah, okay. Early on in the season, you had Dark Lord and Prefect. What happened to those two players? I haven't seen them on Nate.
Well, they had their fair share falling out with James as well when we were playing against RAR because we were desperate for the points, because it looked as though we were going to have a stiffer battle when we were going to play Keats.
Yeah.
It was to be irrelevant, but they decided they just didn't enjoy the game anymore and decided to leave. And also, like before, it's because of that we had to use our fourth string Lurk. I mean, Prefix, Steve, and Eagle Eye weren't available, and now, you know, we had Amplifier, who only just started lurking yesterday.
So yeah, it really showed that Amplifier isn't your usual lurk, especially on Veil. Like when they were pressuring, I think it was, when they were pressuring Cargo, I think it was. The lurk was over around the dome side, I think, when they were inside. I don't know really what he was doing there, but it really showed that he wasn't used to lurk on your team.
Yeah, probably lack of experience on his part, and because Mad had a very rubbish ping, we had to alter like our usual strategies to try and accommodate for him, and I don't know, we just probably didn't practice enough with this sort of arrangement. And,
yeah, because I mean, it's bad. It's not like you haven't played enough PCWs. I've noticed like just the last couple of days you played so many rounds. I don't know. Yeah, it's probably because of that lineup. It just didn't work out. I don't know. And of course, Norboros played great.
Absolutely.
Well, so what's gonna happen after UNSL? I've heard James talk about that you aren't gonna play another season.
Well, things are kind of looking down at the moment. I know I'll be inactive because I have important exams next term, and a couple of members have already voiced that they're going to leave.
Yeah,
because his insane pings all the time playing from the West Coast. And James is now voicing like he might just stop it or whatever, but it's unknown at this point. We still have to.
Yeah, I've heard about that. I think it was Dreaming Fairy or something was starting up a new team. Peanut had been talking about joining that team, and I don't know, maybe some of the other American. So
yeah, Peanut's that's been, where it's gonna been voicing that he might leave or whatever to join them, but of course if V3 is still going to be playing next season, then it's quite quite a good possibility that he would stay with us. Noxolan's already said way early in the season that next season he's going to be playing with Dreaming Fairy.
Yeah.
But he just wanted to let us know in advance.
Sorry guys, you're not allowed to refer to him as Dreaming Fairy. You have to call him the legend of Dreaming Fairy. If you don't know why, YouTube, type in the legend of Dreaming Fairy in YouTube and you'll know all about his excellent lurking. So Chabu, tell me, what is the recipe to success this season in Division 2?
I don't know. We played quite a lot in the beginning just to improve and get a teamwork together, and since then we've just been maintaining it. And yeah, people listen and just do what I tell them, so it's all good.
Yeah, but I know from my own point of view, when I played in Snow Rollers last season, that it really, really was inactive. And I mean, the only like matches you played were when you're playing the ENSL match Sunday evening, and like the rest of the week there wasn't really any matches. What happened that like changed all that, got you back together and got you active again?
I quit the army. So I came back and I've been
home. My mom is
calling
now.
Say hi.
Hi, mom.
So it's just basically I came back and just got a lot of PCWs going, and people, loads of new Swedes and old Swedes have come back to the game, so it's. We enjoy playing with each other, like Swedish gathers, just to have good morale in the team.
So. Yeah, you've done an excellent job. Like, I mean, even training players up, like Danny, who's always been sort of around the fringes of the competitive community, he's really come into his own this season. He's like taking his public tanking into the competitive scene.
Yeah.
And Taurus as well. Taurus is like probably the best player in Division 2 at the minute, in my opinion. opinion, anyway.
Yeah, best to say. A beast now. Yeah, and good skull. He's good aimer as well.
He's a tank. He reads so much.
Well, I think it was strong, like, by the whole team, like, Sedeco stepping up to the plate and coming, like, the semifinals and the finals, with basically no prior experience. So that was quite big, and he managed to pull it off.
Yeah, so, PB yeah. Cast a bit of doubt on whether Zdeko would be able to perform as calm, but I knew you'd be able to do it, guys. Well done.
Yeah, thanks.
My whole family is just calling me tonight. It's so annoying.
It's because you're on the internet, man. You're famous now, you're a shoutcaster. So, what's the plans for next season, Chapo? There's a couple of Swedish teams springing up between Space Shrimps, Snow Rollers, and Bacon Men. Are you going to stay with the Rollers for next season?
Yeah, I think I will. We are going to talk things over. Like, see if we want a new com, if we want to recruit, if we want to, yeah, whatever. And we'll try to help Space Shrimps to evolve and get better.
Yeah, I haven't really gotten that yet. Is that your farm team? I know it's a lot of poppers, or is it just...
No, it's just a team that's sprung up with loads of Swedes in it, like poppers and old players. And yeah, I'd like to help them, like, to evolve.
Yeah, I played a game with them. They're pretty inexperienced, but, like, they have good teamwork for poppers, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what's happened the next few weeks prior to the next season. If we recruit, if we make someone leave. We'll see.
Will you be happy to play in the Division 1 next season? I know at the start of this season there was a lot of bad karma about having possibly to play in Division 1. And you were happy enough to end up in Div 2.
Yeah, because in the start of the season we weren't... actually Div 1 material, we were like Div 2, we were not that good, but that changed, so I think I'm gonna be happy in Div 1 next year, just gonna step up and do better if I wanna do good there.
Do you think, are you the father figure within Snow Rollers, having probably the most experience within NS?
Yeah,
you've
I
been
think
there, you've done it, you've seen it all.
Exactly, and then through army I got like, started to do like the officers do, like shout a lot, and just, I took charge, like I never like calmed alien rounds before, I just started doing it, because I was tired of people just rushing in, so I just told everyone to gather up.
Yeah, and so. It's helped a lot.
Yeah.
You gotta do a bit of a Zama, you know, just start shouting at people. Well, it's definitely worked, and congratulations.
Thanks.
I think we've got Joe Amplifier on Ventrilo. Anything you want to add?
No, I think Ivan covered pretty much everything that, you know, we felt about the match with our roster issues and some of the ping problems. But overall, Snow Rollers outplayed us, you know, congrats to them, and very well played, good games.
What? Joe, what are you going to do after, well, after this season, after your team fold? Are you going to join a new team or not play anymore?
I haven't really decided. I think if I do, it won't be as active as I was in V3. Thinking about switching over to TF2 like some of the other NS players have, and maybe have a normal ping playing a game, you know, like a US server, but I haven't decided yet. I mean, the game, you know, debatably is, well, not really debatably anymore, but is on the downward slope, so I'm not sure.
Okay. Anything more you want to add? Add my robot.
Joe, did you enjoy coming back and playing NS after a few years out, you know? Do you like the European scene?
The European scene? It's different. It took a little while of James yelling in my ear about how the game's changed to get my comming back up to par, but and I liked it. It was nice seeing some people are still around playing this game, which, you know, there's no other game like this game, and I think it's, you know, it had so much more potential that never got reached, but yeah, I was happy to come back.
We were glad to have you. I think that's going to be all for this season's Div 2 Finals anyway. So from me and from Big Banana, goodbye.
Sorry for my bad accent.
Give me some auto-completes there. Stop whining!
Yeah, we're gonna do the final shoutcast as well. Fuck Sam. Oh wait, he's gonna be playing in the final. So yeah, we'll do it.
Watch out. Ooh. You got knifed as fear today. Props to Quickman for the knife kill.
Do want to give a shout out to our boy next week.
Yeah. Ooh. Our amigo.
Oh yeah, let's get all our shout outs in. Joe, Peanut, anyone else?
I love Peanut.
Ivan, you want to give a shout out to anybody?
Hi, Mom.
Chabu.
Yeah, I want to thank my team and thank our opponents this whole season. It was great playing.
Thank God.
I'd like to thank Jericho for all his hard work. And he's promised us a new site for maybe next season and the season afterwards, so keep nagging him about it. Keep an ear on it. That's our life. Thanks to BB, and thanks to me. It's been emotional, but goodbye.
I love you, admirable.
Let's fuck, baby.
How did the other match go? Well, other matches.
Dunno, did any of the teams play?
Yeah, didn't. I mean, didn't Sprague play?
They were supposed to play Team Fold, but I'm near doing a shoutcast, and I don't think we had six other players. I'm gonna make a cup of tea. Thanks to everybody. Good job. See you later.
Ivan! God damn it. Bye guys.